Traditional landowners and the farming community of the Kimba region in South Australia are outraged by the federal government's decision to remove the judicial review of the nuclear waste dumping facility. The Barngalla community have been battling this issue for nearly 6 years, and the government is still excluding them from the decision. Madeline Graham reports.
The Barngalla Determination Aboriginal Corporation are still fighting to protect the sacred Kimba site from a nuclear waste dumping facility. The organisation first wrote to the federal government in February 2017, and it was only in early 2020 the government agreed to hear from them. BDAC chairperson Jason Bilney says the District Council of Kimba conducted a community vote, but the Barngalla community were excluded from this bill, restricted by the 20-kilometre exclusion zone and rateable property law.
When we went to do the vote, they excluded us from the vote under white man's terminology of rateable property. So then what happened is within 3 days we had to organise for the whole company to do our own vote, and if we would have voted and the Barngalla vote together, it would have been 43.7% that would have said yes, so they never would have got it.
BDAC launched legal proceedings against the District Council of Kimba in 2018, stating they breached the Racial Discrimination Act, but this appeal was dismissed. Mr. Bilney says the federal government has moved the bill under Schedule 14 of the Judicial Review and put it now under Schedule 1.
Removing Schedule 14 of the bill and using Schedule 1 and trying to push it through the government, and Schedule 1 takes our rights as Indigenous people, but all people's right, to question why the government went through that process.
He says BDAC stopped the bill passing in the Senate with support from Labor and the Greens.
Independence, and the biggest coup of all was Pauline Hanson under judicial review, because the government is trying to take away the rights of all people, anybody to question the government. And so we basically stopped it in the Senate.
The Barngalla community are outraged.
We actually want to have a voice on our own country, like we've been promised. It's taken us 20 years to fight for our country already. We've won a court case, but now we're fighting again.
I was born in Kimba. Myself, as a Barngalla person, I am appalled that in the 52-year anniversary of the referendum, we have been told that we can't vote with the Kimba community.
Kimba farmers are very concerned about how the nuclear waste dumping will contaminate produce. Third-generation farmer and chairperson for No Radioactive Waste on Agricultural Land in Kimba or South Australia, Peter Wolford, says this facility exposes precious export agricultural industries to potential negative perception and stigma.
We don't want to see buyers not come here to buy our grain, because look, at the end, because of our location on Eyre Peninsula with water all around it, we have got a great ability to keep that clean and green image, but we would be in a lot of trouble if we lost markets because everything is exported.
He says farmers fear potential land damage impacting land value.
So another concern is certainly land values. They would certainly be impacted as far as we're concerned. I mean, no one's going to come and buy your property if you're next to a nuclear waste dump. There's no doubt about that.
He fears for the potential risks of the facility and the impact on Australian farming.
The farming part of it is so significant, and we're a part of the greater EP, which should all be taken into account. So we don't want to lose what we have. I'm not one that accepts, oh, nothing will go wrong. She'll be right, mate. I mean, when you're doing something as serious as what this is, and I think scrutiny must apply. It really does.
Mr. Wolford is frustrated by the Minister for Resources, Water and the Northern Territory, Keith Pitt, and the current government's decision to remove the judicial review.
The current legislation that Minister Pitt and the current government are trying to push through removes people's rights, or removes the procedural fairness, which is the judicial review, which is just quite amazing, really. So that shuts out anyone. It doesn't matter whether it's Barngalla, whether it's near neighbours who don't want it there, or farmers or people outside the district. Do not get a say in what happens. They just shut the door.
He says the court proceedings are on hold with the Liberal government not having the numbers to pass the bill.
All that's happening at the moment is the legislation has stalled. It hasn't been put up for debate because the government hasn't got the numbers to get it through. So it just sits there. And obviously the government have got to, you know, really rethink what they're doing. I mean, it's talked to you for a week about this process and how unfair it's been.
Chairperson of No Radioactive Waste on Agriculture Land in Kimba or South Australia, Peter Wolford, there, speaking with The Wire's Madeline Graham.